You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we welcome and greet all you listeners wherever you are. We've been doing this program for a lot of years, and so we're honored to be here with you every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. I haven't mentioned this for a while. Donna and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida, and we have for 22 plus years. And God gave us a name way back, Spirit of Prophecy Ministry. So we welcome you today. Hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. As we always mention up front, if you can't, we offer tapes or CDs, whatever you want. All we ask for is a love offering. You can make out a check to the ministry, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and mail it to Post Office Box 413-413. That's in Stuart, Florida. And our zip is 34995. So we're honored to be here with you again. We're almost at the end of the month, you know. Tomorrow's the last day of the month. And so we're honored to be here with you. So we hope you can stay tuned in. And we've been talking about a lot of things about Pentecost, but we're through that now. We're gonna move on to a little something
move
else.
On.
But still, it's connected with this. And so we're honored to be here with you. And we want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey over on Andros Island. I hope they're being able to listen today.
Yes.
And I'm
on the internet.
If they are listening, I'm sending you a few of our programs in the mail. And I hope you get it. It won't take a month for them to get there, but I'm going to mail that to you.
I want
to
pray for the mail on those islands
over
there.
So we thank you for Roscoe and Audrey, the apostle and prophetess on the island of Andros and the Bahama Islands. It's incredible, wonderful place. They're doing a great work.
Let me just mention that it's called, the name of the church is called the Temple of God.
God, woo.
And, you know, I know people, a lot of people go to the Bahamas, and a lot of people know people that are in the Bahamas, and some of you listening, because some of you call that go to the Bahamas and come visit the church and all. So, you know, they're building a church over there. I mean, actual building. They've been having church. They are the church.
Yeah.
And in a tent, but they need, we need some more blocks and more concrete and more steel to get this building starting and
get
this
footers
building
done.
Up. Mm-hmm. I think they have a good a lot, but you don't want to start building something. You know, you need all the bricks. I mean, the blocks and all the materials.
The main thing you need is the header to go around before you can put the blocks and all.
So
on.
He's
so
working on that.
Some of that's come in now. So
and so, you know, if you'd like to donate something to that, you know, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to help build an apostolic and prophetic church on Andros Island.
That's right.
It's God wants His word on the island. You know,
thank
we need
Lord.
To come against all this legalism and religion.
Yes.
And religious spirits and denominational spirits. You know, God has called His church to be, like you said yesterday in church, or last week in church on Pentecost, like you said, that we should all be
Pentecostal. It just means 50. So we should
50.
We should all have that. Not a denomination, but we should be Pentecostal.
Doesn't mean we're titling ourselves as Pentecostals.
No,
the Bible says Pentecostal.
Spirit-filled Christians, right?
The Bible says that the Spirit of God was poured out upon them, and they were to wait and tarry in that upper room until they were endued with power. That's the reason, so you can be endued with power. So the church, why is the church so weak and sick and sickly, and they don't believe in healing and deliverance and and so many things? So they don't walk in the power of God. And so God wants us to walk in the power of God. So to do that, we need to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire.
Amen.
Well, Pentecost is not just for one day
of
the year.
Once you receive it,
it's your life energy.
It's your lifeline.
It's your lifeline to God. And it is your lifeline to praying in the Holy Ghost, to praying the perfect prayer to the Father. So when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you know, you're praying the perfect prayer. Because sometimes the Bible says you don't know how to pray. But if we pray in the Spirit, then we're praying the perfect prayer. If it's for ourselves or if it's for somebody else, we're praying the perfect prayer. Or even for our country, our nation, other places that God lays on our heart. Mm-hmm. You know, God may lay something on your heart about the Bahamas. So if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, you don't know what Roscoe and Audrey need. You don't know what Pastor Gene and I need. Pray in the Holy Ghost for us, and you're praying the perfect prayer, and God hears and God answers, because God hears that the prayer of the Spirit. That's, you know, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost in tongues. Well, I just want to mention also, people who would like to listen to us also can listen to us on the internet.
Okay.
So, or you can tell your friends or your neighbors or family. Mm-hmm. If you like this broadcast, this program, because we want to bring forth the Word of God, the truth of the gospel to you.
Thank you, Lord.
And so if there's some family member you want, they can listen to us on the internet.
Right.
So, and you can also listen to broadcasts that we have done in the past.
Gosh,
you
right.
can listen to this one tomorrow. You can listen to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I'm going to give you that. It's WCNO.com.
Mm-hmm.
And just go to Saturday and look for Raising the Standard, Pastor Gene Hilton. And there you have a whole choice of programs that you can listen to that are for an hour each. So that would be a blessing to you or to anyone else that you may like to share this. Because a lot of people are interested in knowing more about our ancestral, our Jewish roots.
Our Jewish roots.
There are our ancestors, aren't they?
They sure are.
It's not just for the Jews only, but it's for the Jews. It's for those who have been grafted in. Jew and Gentile. Those that are one in Yeshua.
One in Messiah. Yes.
Whoosh. One in Jesus Christ.
Boca.
Amen. So that's a blessing that we can be all over the world now. And we heard that prophecy once and never knew that this 17 years ago, we never knew that today
happen.
That we could, people could listen to us where, you know,
wherever
in Africa,
right.
South America, anywhere.
All you have to have is a computer.
All you need is a computer. That's it.
The world's
kind of
small.
Some kind of device, even a telephone, you know, you can listen on the internet.
It's a small world today, isn't it?
Well, I want to mention, too, that we have church services here in Stuart, Florida. No services today. No services at church on Saturday today. But tomorrow, on Sunday morning, yes, service at 10 a.m. And we're right here in Stuart, Florida, right on Canner Highway. The address is 43 Southwest.
Monterey Road. Right next to Save-A-Lot Grocery Store.
Right next to Save-A-Lot Grocery Store, facing Canner Highway. Just come straight down Canner Highway off of 95. And you're right there, several lights, and you're right there. So that's at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you would be blessed. Amen. And so I'm going to give our telephone number, area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007. And so now that we've come through counting the Omer and Pentecost, now we're moving into another season.
We've talked about
seasons before, haven't we, Pastor Gene?
Sure have.
Pastor Gene talks about that all the time, about seasons. And every year, God has his seasons. They always are in a
cyclic way.
Cycling order.
He's a cyclic God.
They go according to the feasts of the Lord.
That's right.
And so now we're coming into the wheat harvest.
We're going to talk about that.
I will in just a minute.
In order.
We're going to be coming into that wheat harvest. So
that's
going to impact. We're going to talk about that today because it lasts for 4 months.
That's right.
And so this teaching is also in Pastor Gene's commentary, which a lot of you have and I'm sure there's a lot more that don't have it, Pastor Gene.
But
why don't you tell
them
about the commentary you have, that you have,
the Lord gave it to you? It's really a book. You know, it's called the God's Prophetic Calendar, and it's also known as what, the Footsteps of the Messiah, things that are revealed about the Messiah through all of God's appointed times over in the First Covenant, you know, in Leviticus chapter 23. And so the historical facts are there, and also then the prophetic to where we're at today. So if you want that, we offer that for $25 plus maybe $3 for shipping and handling, and we'd be glad to get it out to you. And we've sent them all over. I mean, there's a lot of them out there, but a lot of people still don't have them, and some of the people who have them haven't read everything in it, because it's all biblical. And when I did this,
every scripture.
When I did the study on it, I made sure I had at least two or three other witnesses to confirm or prove what I was saying about a particular topic. And so it's all in that book, and it's available to you. So all we ask for is that love offering for that. And you remember, you can send it to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, the check, Post Office Box 413, and we're in Stuart, Florida, and the zip there is 34995. So before we go on, I want to say a hello to, I almost forgot to do this again, I got a real good friend that listens to you.
There's
every
a lot
week
of friends that listen
and, boy,
to
the
us.
The ears really perk up.
Well, this one has big ears.
Yeah, he's got big ears, and so we're going to say hello to Harley here today. I hope you enjoyed the program with your master there with you. He happens to be a little dog that we like very much. And so, and when she says when he hears our name, he just perks right up. And so,
hi, Harley.
Hi, Harley. And also you too, my dear Wendy.
Amen.
We love you both.
We love you.
So,
but you know, you named this God's Prophetic Calendar. And so it's important that we know the calendar.
Amen.
That's the first lesson. Because if you don't know God's calendar, see, we all memorize the calendar. We know January, February, March, April, so forth and so on. Well, we need to know God's calendar.
That's
because
right. The lunar calendar.
God's seasons fall on a certain time during the calendar. And it's always the same time every year, whenever the certain month comes up. We know when Nisan comes up, we know it's going to be what?
The first month on the spiritual calendar.
Right.
The prophetic calendar,
and
I like to call
it. And it's going to be Passover month.
Passover month,
the month
right.
of Passover.
Amen.
So, and Sivan is the month of Pentecost,
which is the third month on the prophetic calendar.
So we need to know the calendar, and to understand that God's calendar is 12 months, 30 days each. And, you know, even when you, and you have a teaching in there with about the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. And even if we look at that, those books, we can see that God's calendar hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. Like, the calendar's been changed many, many times over the years.
But God's hasn't.
But even in the book of Revelation, you can prove it, and it's in there. He's proved it, that God still was working on a 30-day month, 12 months a year. It's called a lunar.
It's right in the book
calendar.
Of Revelation. That's the book of the last days. So
book
it's
of the
still
last
active.
Days.
Yeah.
And we are in the last days. And so we've come to where Jesus talked about the last days. Even we're even closer to the last days than they were back in those days.
That's right.
When we're talking about this feast, this the wheat harvest.
That's right. So if you look at all, even a lot of people don't understand the calendar, because some people don't even know this. Most people know there's two calendars in the Bible. God has, I call it a civil calendar. From Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, to Exodus chapter 12, when they came out of the land of Egypt.
That's right.
God changed the didn't change the season, but he changed the number on the month. Nisan should, on the old calendar, the civil calendar, was the seventh month, okay? But when they came out, God said, I'm making this not going to be the seventh month anymore. Now it's going to be the first
month.
Beginning of your months. But yet they still honor their new year on the civil calendar in the fall. At trumpets, don't they?
So they have actually two calendars.
There's two
one
calendars.
Is a, one when you call a prophetic or a religious calendar, and the other one you call
a civil calendar.
A civil calendar or a crop calendar.
That's right.
A crop calendar.
Right. So a lot of people don't know that, and so there's a lot of confusion with this.
Brings confusion because they just think that there's one, because they don't see that, you know, where in Exodus God says, now I'm changing.
That's right.
So when God changes something, he changed it for a reason, because he was starting something all new. This is when... At the time when, you know, when Moses carried the children through up those days up till Pentecost, and that God now married, and on Pentecost, we talked about that last week, God actually called them his wife. And God,
right.
So God married Israel. That's where is when Israel got the Ten Commandments and the law. And so God changed that and called them his children. And that's where he's used his all the way through. He's used his children to show us the things that are coming to pass, that are going to come to pass.
That's why it's important to know the calendar. And when you know what what month it is, because a lot of times God only gives you the third month, the third day or whatever. Well, then it shows you the season that we're in that he has. And the season we want to talk about is God's seasons, not my season. Right. I want to talk about his seasons because we fit in with it. But the main thing is his season.
But when he says the first month, we will know it's Nisan.
That's right. That's what
and
it is.
It's always start a month. Oh. Every month always starts on a new moon.
New moon. That's right. So there's so much a lot of people don't know. We need to understand that.
Awesome.
Well, hey, let's talk about this harvest. I was thinking about this today. Let's go over with you all to John chapter 4. I was looking at this a little while ago before we came on the air here and thinking about some really incredible things that Jesus was talking about. Now, remember, Jesus talked a lot about barley and wheat. But when we talked about wheat, mostly he's always talking about souls coming in the kingdom of God because the major harvest is going to come at the end of the year in the month of Tishri. So let's look at this. John chapter 4, let's start in verse 31 and read a few verses here. It says, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, they were wondering what he was talking about, like he was hungry. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Well, his meat was what? To do the will of his Father. We'll find this out in a moment. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Mm-hmm. And then he says, listen to this now. This is the verse. Say not ye, and say not you all, there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Well, we know we just finished Pentecost. So if you go from the Pentecost, which comes in the third month, it's the month of Sivan, and we go out 4 months, we're going to come to the month of Tishri on the Jewish prophetic calendar, which is the month of the harvest, when God's going to bring all this in at the end.
Those are high holy days.
That's right. And that's when at the end, that's when, in the end of the year, is when all the major wheat is brought in, the grapes are harvested, the figs, everything is harvested at that time. So he says right here, there are yet 4 months, but he says, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages. All right? And gathereth fruit unto life eternal. So now he's not talking about wheat. He's talking about what? He's referring to wheat with his people. And so we are going to go out and what?
Gather them.
We're going to gather them in, okay? Gather the fruit unto
Bring
what?
In the fruit.
To eternal life, telling them about the Messiah. That two things, that he that soweth and he that reapeth, may rejoice together. And I was thinking about this, Pastor Donald, before you got home here this morning, that I had a young lady work for me quite a few years ago as my secretary, and she gave me a Bible one year at Christmas time, and I read a little bit of the Gospels and all, and didn't really understand it, laid it aside. Well, see, I didn't realize at that time, but she put some seed in me, okay, and then it was, 8 or 9 months, I forget how long it was. And one day, that seed that went in began to produce, and I came into the kingdom of God.
And she's going to receive wages for that.
She's going to have wages for what she did, showing me that in the Bible and all that. So it says, one soweth and another reapeth in verse 37. And then 38 says, I sent you to reap that wherein you bestowed no labor. See, we might speak to somebody someday that somebody else had already talked to them about Jesus. And so they labored, and they were going to put something into them as well.
We just might drop just one more word, or maybe it's a prophetic word.
That's right.
A lot of people have shared the gospel and preached and given people Bibles and spoken scriptures. But, you know, when a prophetic word comes forth, then that's the name of the church, Spirit of Prophecy.
That's right.
So Spirit of Prophecy doesn't mean it's our church. It means the king. The Bible says the Spirit of Prophecy is the testimony of Jesus, Yeshua.
Hallelujah.
So when somebody gets a prophetic word, many people got a prophetic word last Sunday.
Yeah.
So when somebody gets a prophetic word, maybe they've heard the word, they've read the Bible, like you read those four, you were in the fourth gospel, and you know, you just felt, oh, this is just repeating. It was just things you were getting into your mind.
Because I wasn't born again.
The heart wasn't changed.
That's right.
So when a prophetic word comes, and you know, maybe we'll share this later, because when a prophetic word comes, the Bible says when somebody gets a prophetic word, they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know, and they receive it. And so, you know, you may speak to somebody out there, because this is what this is all about, going out and sharing the gospel.
That's it.
You may speak to somebody. Maybe you're just going to pray for somebody to be healed. Maybe you'll see somebody that's limping and you say, I see you're limping. Can I pray for you? Well, you know, most people do not turn down a prayer, right? So you pray for them and God just opens the door, and then maybe the Holy Ghost will just give you a word. This is why we need to be prophetic people.
That's right.
And the people will what? The Bible says they're going to fall on their knee. Well, in their heart, you know, maybe not literally.
What they heard, convict them, yeah.
What they heard will convict them, and it'll draw them to Christ, and then they'll want to know Jesus.
That's it. You got it. So I'm going to read 38 again. This is the last verse in this book of John. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into other labor. So it's, we're all together, aren't we? Now, let's do this. That's right. Now, let's do this. Last week, we were in Matthew chapter 13. Let's just review that a moment. And there's some other things we want to talk about. I want to go over to 1 Corinthians 3, if we have time, to see what Paul wrote over there also about this sowing and reaping. Now, I hope you've all read Matthew chapter 13. If you haven't, well, you need to read it. There's seven parables that Jesus talked about in that. And you can have the understanding if you ask the Holy Ghost to help you. Well, remember, if you listened to us last week, we were talking about the parable of the sower of the seed and the tares. Now, I'm going to say this right up front. I didn't say that last week. The tares, you know what they are? We know the Bible. Jesus called them the wicked. You know what they are? They're fake. Tares was things that grew up in the wheat. In that day, it was really called darnel. It was fake wheat, and you didn't know it was fake until it came to full maturity.
It looks like it with the natural eye.
That's right.
It looks fake. Like, it looks very similar.
At the end, yeah.
But at the very end, then it's exposed. Well, you know what? There's people like that, Pastor Gene.
That's right.
They look the same. Maybe a Christian, you got a Christian. Another somebody says, I'm a Christian. They may look the same, but you know, after a while, when the fruit comes forth and you see the fruit.
That's right.
Then you see that, because the Bible says that we must know them by their fruit.
That's right.
So it's not what you say. It's who you really are.
That's right.
It's who you really are, and that means who you are in your heart. Have you had a heart change?
Sure.
You can't say you're a Christian and still live an ungodly life and not really be seeking the Lord.
Absolutely.
Because if the heart is wicked, then somebody is not saved.
That's right. They just think they are.
True salvation is going to be a heart change.
That's right.
But here he's talking about, you know, they look like it. But see, we can't look by the natural. And I've gotten a prophetic word, and I've heard other people have too. And we need to see things not only in the natural, but we need to see things in the spirit.
That's right, the supernatural. So we took you to chapter 13. Now, maybe we just need to read this again. There's just two things I want to talk about. We always talk about this on the program. We have a text here, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, if we don't look, we need to have what now? A context with this, okay? And that is, we call it ABCs, always based on context, to see what the Lord's talking about completely. And if we don't, we're going to have a pretext. And what's going to happen? We could put anything in this thing we want. Mm-hmm. So let's look and see what it says.
So what you're saying, basically, then, is we need to look at before and after. We can't just pull a scripture out in the middle and claim it.
Or one verse.
Or one verse. No, we have to know what the whole, look at the whole chapter. Look at what's before, at what's after, and then ask the Holy Ghost to show you and reveal to you what Jesus is saying. Because these are parables.
That's right.
And a lot of the disciples did not understand them, and many of them he explained to them.
Yeah.
Because they said, we know. But then they got alone and they didn't know. So he explained what they were to him. And
this is the only parable that he told us every detail of it
every
for
detail.
Us to know. That's why it's so important, because he told them, his disciples, if you don't understand this parable, you won't understand anything I'm going to tell you. And it's talking about what? Seed, all right?
Seed.
The seed that goes into us, what is it producing out in the world for the benefit of the kingdom of God, okay? So let's start in verse 24 and we'll read this. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. So we're talking about seed, okay? We're going to find out a little bit. The field is a metaphor for the world. Now listen to this. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares, here's the fake, among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares, or the fake ones, okay? So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence them hath it tares? Where do these fakes come from? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? He said, let us go pull them up. But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. He says, no way. We're going to wait till it comes to full maturity, in other words. And then God will separate it. Verse 30, let both grow together until, here we go, what? The harvest. And he's talking about wheat. We're going to find this out in a moment. Till the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, we're going to find out who the reapers are in a moment, gather you together. Now listen, it says first, not last, okay? First, and I'm thinking about the scriptures where it says, one will be taken, one will be left. The taken will be what? The tares, the fakes, the ones that are not real. The first, but gather first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat, here you go, the wheat into my barn. So it's talking about the latter part of the year, all right? Now, we go on down to some more parables, but I want to go down to verse 36 now, which we read last week. We're going to read it again. Then Jesus sent the multitude away. It was just him and his disciples now, and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. This is the only parable they totally explain. Now listen to this. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is who? The Son of Man. But think about it, Pastor. You and I, believers, we also are sowers of the seed, aren't we? I love the Johnny Appleseed story when I was a kid. We have to sow seed ourselves. No, but Jesus has the seed that we sow. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Now listen to this.
Just say, seed.
He says the field is the world. We just mentioned that. And the good seed, what? Are the children of the kingdom that receive Yeshua and the kingdom. But the tares or the fakes are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. Now listen to this. The harvest is the end of the world. This is in the latter part of the year. And the reapers are what? The angels. You can go read to Revelation chapter 14 and understand more of this. As therefore the tares, one of these are the fakes, are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. Hear this?
These are the tares.
These are the tares, and them which do iniquity. The tares.
That's the law. That's the sin.
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. This is the wheat, you and I. Who hath ears to hear, he said, let him hear. So this is a very interesting parable that he explained. So it's all talking about the harvest at the end of the age. Well, we know the seasons that Donna talked about. God is cyclic. We have a Feast of Tabernacles every year, but one year there's going to be something that's going to come to pass, and the end's going to be there. And we talked about these 4 months. You know, we go from Sivan 6. We go out 4 months, and we come to what? Tishri 6, if we look at it exactly that way. So around that time, and the harvest will be brought in, and that's when all this is going to happen. So these tares are interesting to look at because we know they're a fake. And I'll tell you, being honest with you, we got a lot of fakes in the church today. A lot of people say the hallelujah, the praise the Lord's. But if you could sit down and spend 3 hours with them and listen to them talk, you'd find out where they're at. And so we got to separate ourselves. Jesus says, you're in this world, but you're not part of this world. And so we will know by the fruit that comes out of their lives. And so we have to understand that and know how important it is. And so the sowing is so important. And the wheat is what God's wanting us to know. And so God's using... Through his son, he's using what, honey? A natural thing about crops and growing wheat. And he's given us what? A spiritual truth out of all that so they could understand. Isn't it wonderful?
See, I'll go back to verse 24, okay. Pastor Gene, where Jesus is teaching this parable. He says, the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is teaching about the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
He says, it is likened unto a man which sowed good seed. Which the good seed is what? Is Yeshua's word.
That's right. The man is Jesus.
Into the world.
Yes.
Right. The man is Jesus. And we have Jesus in us. We're sowing good seed.
Hallelujah.
into the world.
Hopefully,
into
yes.
people's lives. Right? Mm-hmm. So it was the good seed that was sown. Well, think about a garden. You're going to sow good seed. And you think, well, that's all that's going to grow up in this place where I'm sowing and putting these nice flowers. Like I planted some flowers. Well, then you see some weeds come popping up in between them.
Yep.
So he's got these good seed he's sown. And then he says, but while men slept, see, while people slept, while people were...
Not alert.
Not alert. That's not
right.
Paying attention.
That's right.
What? The enemy. Well, yeah. Who's the enemy?
The devil.
The devil.
Satan himself.
Came and he sowed tares among the wheat.
That's right.
And went his way. So see, all the devil has to do is just sow a bad seed in somebody's heart. And if that bad seed isn't taken care of, then they can become a tare.
That's right.
And so then you got, then you're saying, like in the church, you've got wheat and tares in the church. Well, Jesus tells us not to go and try to pluck them out.
That's right. He'll take care of it. Yes.
God is going to take care of it, because who knows? God can change a man's heart.
Sure can.
God can change a man's heart. You can't force something. God doesn't force anything on anybody.
That's right.
But the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, can change a person's heart. So there's always hope there.
Amen.
But if they're going to remain a tear, you can't go and cause problems with it, you know, pluck them up or do things like he said, because that's going to be at the end. That's the job of that's the angel's job. God has given all of us a job, and what are we supposed to do? We're just supposed to sow the good seed.
That's it.
We sow the good seed. How do we do that? Praying for people, sharing the gospel, just sharing a word, sharing the love of God, sharing the love of God that's in our heart. And that's sowing good seed. So the wicked, you know, if the wicked are going to remain wicked, then, you know, God's going to take care of those, and he's going to remove them first and bundle them up, and they're going to be in hell.
That's right.
In fire.
So you think about the audience he's talking to here is the Jewish people. So this is talking about the end with them, but we can also relate that with our life. Now I'm just thinking about two things that would be fake and tares. In Jesus' day, the religious leaders, what were they? They were a bunch of tares in the leadership of Israel. It's incredible. You know, it's like, and I think about today, we have all these false Bibles. They're not the one that God gave us. Those are all tares.
Those things
are fake things that God wants us to know the truth with Bible. And so we have a lot of this today. And so this is a good example of what he was sharing with the Jewish people to understand. And later he even told them, remember, he says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
That's right.
The leaven. What was that? That's the falsehood that they were bringing forth. And so we have to be real careful with that. Now, thinking about the wheat, I mentioned up front, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Pastor Donna. This is an interesting thing that the Apostle Paul wrote about. And he knew all about this as well. You got something
The tares are going to grow.
That's right.
And you know, and depending on how much they grow, you know, if you just have, like, if people don't deal with the seed, the bad seed that the enemy will sow into somebody's heart, then it's going to grow. But if we take care, and what could it be? It could be a lot of things.
It sure could.
You know, having problems with your brother or sister, just are not walking in
and
love.
Not correcting it.
So
yes.
many things it could it, a tear could be. So, but if we allow that to grow, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And what will it want to do? It'll want to take over.
Sure will.
It'll want to take over the whole area, whole field.
Just like weeds do, right?
Just like weeds.
Weed
do.
Seeds do the same thing.
That's right.
That's right. So, you know, but you think about it, that word darnel and all, you know, it's a tear. If you look at it, it doesn't come to full maturity until about 4 months also, and it comes up. Well, you know, the wheat, when it gets to full maturity, if you've seen pictures of it, it bows over the wheat, okay?
It bows to the
bows, Lord. Bows, like it's bowing to the Lord. Well, the darnel or the tear just stands straight up, and I understand it has little black seeds all over it.
It's wicked. It's stubborn.
That's right. So, the wheat is a picture of God, amen?
Mm.
And I thought about that you were talking about barley last week. You know, barley is real easy to thresh. They don't thresh it. They actually have a big fork. They winnow it. They throw it up in the air. The wind blows away all the chaff, and the seed falls to the ground. But now wheat has to be what? Crushed, all right? And so we think about us as wheat. You know, God's going to work on us, isn't he, Pastor Donna? And I think about back in those days, they'd have an ox with a big stone they'd roll around, and it was called a tribulum. It makes me think about the tribulation. Breaking up the shell on the wheat so they could get the kernel out. And so we can see the natural things gives us so much to look at in the supernatural, right, honey?
Yes, and so it seems to me, understanding the barley harvest from the wheat harvest, the barley harvest is represents a person who would be more yielded to the things of God.
And stronger.
They would be stronger.
Right.
They would be able to take the tribulation.
That's right.
They would be able to take, I'm not saying we're going to go through the tribulation.
But troubles
in their
life.
But I'm saying they'd be able to take troubles in their life.
Sure.
But, you know, some people might feel that those people that are being killed right now in other nations that are having their head cut off, and they're Christians and they're not denying Christ, to them, that is tribulation.
Sure is.
I mean, they're facing death.
That's right.
So they have a choice. Are they going to them, to die is gain, to be with the Lord, just like Paul said, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the disciples. They were not afraid of death, because you talked about these Pharisees. Well, there were Jews who believed in Yeshua, and who there were a lot of Jews that came into the church in the first with the disciples, the first 100 years. But then there were a lot of Jews that came against them, and even Paul was one of them before his name was changed.
Before his conversion, Saul, yeah.
He was out to kill those Christians until, you know, the Lord met him on the road, and his heart was changed. So he became a believer, and so then he was totally sold out to the Lord. But then those Pharisees, then they wanted to kill him.
That's right.
So
any heart can be changed.
There's some people that will change, and there's some people that won't change.
That's right. So some of them that we know, Nicodemus, and who else?
He changed.
Nicodemus was one of them that was in the Bible, and the man that gave his tomb
yes,
to Jesus.
Joseph,
okay, of Arimathea, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 now, and Paul talks a little bit more about the seed sowing, and it's very important we understand this. And so here we are now, we're out of Pentecost, and now we're going to count out till the end of the year. And we've all been talking about the Shemitah year, this year when Elul 29 comes, the last day before Tishri, which is the seventh month. This is the harvest time comes in the month of Tishri.
And we have one more blood moon.
That's right. And we also have another solar eclipse going to come
this
as well.
Year.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And we have a super moon coming.
That's right.
So, you know, there's things that are still coming and things that are still going to happen
right.
before this year is over.
That's right. So Paul's going to start talking here about a bunch of carnal Christians. These are almost like fakes. They're not spiritual. Listen to this here now. Verse 1 in chapter 3 says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as what? Unto carnal." They're unspiritual, in other words. "Even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk." We talked about milk one day on Sunday, didn't we? Because, you know, we talked about that last week, about milk. A baby starts off with milk and the bonding of the mother, and they have the milk before they get the meat. Well, if you can't receive the milk, how are you going to ever receive the meat, okay?
If you can't receive the milk of the word, you'll never receive the love of God.
That's right. It says, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hereto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." Now listen to this.
They still couldn't.
No. He says, "For ye are yet carnal."
Fleshly.
Carnal means unspiritual. "For whereas there's among you envy and strife, and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?" Don't we have that in the church today?
That is true, yes.
We have that so much in the church today, okay? Now, verse 4, and a lot of us about, you know, this word carnal means unspiritual, because a lot of people think they're spiritual and they're not, because they won't receive everything that God has in the Word of God for them. They take this mm-hmm. out or add this. No, you got to take what God's given us. Now, verse 4 says, "For while one saith, I am of Paul." Oh, here we go. "Oh, I'm a Baptist. Oh, I'm a Methodist. Oh, I'm a Presbyterian. Oh, I'm a Charismatic. Oh, I'm a Pentecostal." You know, look what he says here. "And another, I am of Apollos."
Are you not
carnal, unspiritual, in other words. "Who then is Paul?" And who? Paul's talking about himself. Huh? Mm-hmm. "Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man." Now listen to this. He says, "I have planted." What is he planting? A seed. We all got born again somehow mm-hmm. by a seed going in. "I have planted Apollos," okay, another man, huh?
Watered
it, "but God gave the increase."
So he's not saying that planting is more important than
That's
the
right.
watering.
That's right.
No,
it's all important.
They're all important. And he's saying but ministers, what is a minister? A minister is a servant.
That's right.
Somebody who will serve and do whatever is needed. If you're the one who's going to plant, or if you're the one who's going to water, whatever you're called to do, just do it.
That's right. Then he goes on, verse 7, "So then neither is he that planteth
anything."
Exactly what Jesus said in John chapter 4 over mm-hmm. there, okay? "So neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth" what? "The increase." He says that twice. Now,
that's right.
"Now he that planteth and he that watereth," listen to this, "are one."
One.
"And every man shall receive his own reward according to" what? "His own labor." That's exactly what Jesus said in John chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
"For we are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry." Well, what's a husbandry? It's a farmer, a tiller of the land and all. And he compares it, "You are God's building." Isn't that wonderful?
So we're working with God.
That's right. And then Paul says in verse 10, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me," he says, As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. And here we go. Another man, or another person, buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. So he laid the foundation, didn't he? And what? And he tells you what the main foundation is in the next verse.
That's right.
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid what? Which is Jesus Christ. And we know over in Ephesians chapter 2, it talks about the early church. Based on what? The apostles and prophets?
No other foundation. Not of gold, not of stones, not of wood.
That's right. So nothing. Jesus Christ has to be the chief cornerstone. Now, while I looked at this afternoon, or this morning.
So that shows you, too, also that there are apostles.
That's right.
And there are prophets, and there are teachers, and there are pastors,
and
there are evangelists.
That's right.
And there's gifts in the church, and there's offices in the church, those who serve.
Yeah.
And they're all one.
That's
none
right.
is more important than the other.
They're
the apostle's
important.
Not more important than somebody else.
That's right, absolutely.
Or, you know, or who, or anyone else. We're all one in the Lord. And we're all doing what? The work of God. It would increase.
That's right.
That the work of God would increase.
So we don't want to strive after titles, do we? We want
so
to strive after God.
So we're all laborers together.
That's right.
With God.
Yes, right. Now, I thought about this before we came. I went over to 1 Peter. And I'm not going to read this. I can read the whole thing. It's so wonderful. But I just want to show you a couple things here in this and to show you how important it is that we understand what God's saying. Now, let's think about it. We as believers have all had seed put into our lives. Well, who was the original sower of the seed? His name is Yeshua, right, Pastor Donna?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that gave us the seed. And so that's what caused us all to receive Christ and become a member of the kingdom of God. In other words, we're the wheat that's going to grow. Now, I want to start here. I want to do something for time's sake.
You're going to Peter?
I'm going to go to 1 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to start in verse 7. If you're at home, you can open up a Bible. If not, you can get a tape or a CD from us.
Or they can listen to it again on the internet.
Listen to it on the internet, right. Verse 7 says, Peter says, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold. Hear that? That perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, I've never seen Jesus. Okay, I've never seen him in a dream or anything. Ye love, let me say it again, whom having not seen, ye love.
Yes.
And, you know, doubting Thomas, he didn't believe until he could see, right? But we haven't seen him, but we love him. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. So the word was spoken years ago by the prophets, okay? And we received, that seed came to us. It's right in this. I'm reading seed right now to you on the radio. We're reading seed. Verse 11, about these prophets. Searching what, or what manner of time, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, listen to this, when it, what's this? The Spirit of them testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom? This is the prophets. Now, the whom? Unto the prophets it was revealed, and not unto themselves, but unto us. They did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So,
wow, awesome.
When we read the prophets, we're receiving seed all the time, aren't we? We're receiving seed. Now, let's go on over here now.
I like this one. It says, right, searching what? This is verse 11.
Right.
Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ. See, the word Christ means the anointing.
The anointed Messiah.
It's the anointing Messiah.
That's right.
Which you could say the Holy Ghost. Because now down you read a little bit further, it explains that it's the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven.
That's right.
Which the angels even desire to look into. And so the Holy Ghost, takes us right back to Pentecost.
That's
the
right.
Holy Ghost within us is the Spirit of Christ within us, and the Holy Ghost is what speaks to our spirit.
Amen.
So that we can share the gospel. That's how a prophetic word comes forth.
That's right.
Hearing the Spirit of Christ within us, the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And coming forth and saying those things. And you know, this Bible also says that angels even look in to our services and to hear the message.
That's right.
And to hear the revelation of Jesus Christ.
You got it.
It's awesome.
Now we're talking about seed here. That's what we're thinking about. Now we're still in chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on over. Let's start in verse 21 now. Who by him, who's this, Yeshua, do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Now listen to this. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying what? The truth. The truth is the word of God that we've got here in our hands. Through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, so that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. It means red hot, that word. Now listen to this. Being born again, not of corruptible seed. All right?
That's right.
Good seed. Not fake seed like the...
Not the darnel.
Darnel,
not the tares.
But of incorruptible by what?
The word of God,
which liveth and abideth forever. So it's incredible when we look at this about that. You know, and Jesus talked over there in the parable of the sower of the seeds. He talked about how some of the people, like the second group he talked about, they were offended, it says. They were offended by the word and they fell away.
Well, we got
people today that's being offended by the word, saying God didn't really mean that. Like we talk about, they're trying to bring out, saying, well, it's okay to have two people that are same sex get married and all that. Well, what is that? That's a tear. That's a fake. That's darnel. That's not the truth. We don't want that. Now, look at this.
I like what here it says at verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever.
That's right.
That's in the same chapter you were
in.
That's it. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. And I like the verse chapter 2 where it says, because we got to have the milk
You got it.
We got to have the pure. See, the milk of the word is pure. The milk of the word is
holy. That's right.
It hasn't been defiled.
That's right.
It's the original.
If we have the original, yes.
We need the original,
right.
It says here, I'm just going to read the first couple verses here. Whereas laying aside all malice.
Yes.
All guile, all hypocrisy.
That's right.
Envy. So we're not to envy people and or speaking evil. It says, verse 2, as newborn babes
desire the milk.
The sincere
milk of the word, huh?
What does sincere mean?
The seed, huh?
The sincere, the pure, the holy, the real thing, the milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
You can't grow without it.
Without the milk, you're not going to grow. You say,
That's right.
I just want the meat. I just want the meat. No, we got to go back and we got to have to always be able to. We can't be preaching the meat and then not have love.
That's right.
If you don't have love and you don't have charity one for another and you don't love the lost, then you don't have this milk, milk of the word.
Go on now.
See, the sincere milk of the word will cause you to grow.
Sure will.
You want him to go on?
Yeah, go on.
If so, be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
He sure
is. And that's
is.
Part of this. We sing the blessing.
That's
the
right.
Gracious. God is gracious.
That's right.
Awesome. To whom coming as unto...
A living stone.
A living stone. That's Yeshua. Disallowed indeed of men.
Yeah, they don't want it, but we do, don't we?
That's right. The Pharisees didn't want it.
They didn't want it.
But chosen of God. And
precious. We got gracious and precious, Mark mentioned there, don't we,
Pastor?
That's
right. Praise God.
Go on.
Ye also, as lively stones, we should be lively
stones,
are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.
Hallelujah.
Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. See, we're priests and kings. A holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Go on.
Awesome. Wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
That's none other than Yeshua, our Messiah. Go on.
Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner.
That's Yeshua. Yeah.
And a stone of stumbling. It's going to cause people to stumble, isn't it?
That's right.
And a rock of offense.
Now read this next part real slow. Go on.
Thank you, Lord. I lost my place. Even to them which stumble
at the word. The seed that they should be taking in. They're stumbling at that, right.
Being disobedient, mm-hmm. whereunto also they were appointed.
Now read this. This will be
but
the last verse.
But ye are a chosen generation. Whoa. A royal priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
A holy nation. See, that's our nation, heaven, isn't it?
That's right.
A peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Go ahead and read verse 10.
Which in time past were not a people,
yes,
but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
So it's all about the seed.
And I like verse 11. Dearly beloved, yes. I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul.
That's right. Then he says, having your conversation, it doesn't mean your talk, but it's your your whole lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Honest among the Gentiles. See, this book was written to the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
That whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So we're talking about seed, aren't we? So you know, we talked about the parable of the sower over there in Matthew mm-hmm. chapter 13. Well, there's four types of soil that seed goes into, and we see the one we want is the fourth one. So that tells me that maybe three out of four people aren't going to make it. But the key thing is this, what God's saying to us through all this is the seed that we receive from the prophets, from what Jesus said, from what the apostles said, the seed that we're receiving, what is it producing not only in your life, but what is it producing out into the world for the world to see Jesus in you? That's what it's all about, isn't it, Pastor Donna? And so the harvest is coming, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We're heading to the fall.
Thank you, Lord.
So there's a lot of things
we don't want to skip the summer.
That's right. We don't skip the summer.
We're now in the wheat harvest. The wheat harvest.
It takes about 4 months for it to come to maturity, and then it'll be harvested as well.
So how many souls could come in the next 4 months?
A lot.
4 months? It could be a lot.
A lot.
You don't know what could happen. We don't know what could happen here in America or anywhere else in the world.
That's right.
Many, many millions of souls, hundreds of thousands of souls, could come in the kingdom of God in these next
right. And so with all the stuff going on in the world right now,
yes.
I would think people would be crying out to God because a lot of people are in fear and trepidation. They're concerned. Well, your hope is Christ Jesus, the hope mm-hmm. of glory. Well, they need to come to the Lord, and they're going to have a peace that passes all understanding because he's called the Prince of Peace, isn't he? Isn't that what you want to have?
Because those who don't know Jesus are going to have
fear. They're going to have fear on them.
There's going to be a lot of fear. Fear is going to be one of the greatest spirits that's released in the world today. Fear of what? Fear of many things.
That's right.
Whatever it is. But because fear comes from the devil.
It's the opposite of faith, isn't it?
That's right. And the Bible says we have not been given a spirit of fear.
Hallelujah.
But of power.
Power,
the Holy Ghost. The
right.
power is the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So you receive power when you receive the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
That's why you all need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues.
Amen.
Power, love. Love is the milk of the word, knowing God, knowing the Lord, and loving God with all our heart. And then also Jesus said that we should love each other, right? He gave those two new commandments, love, and then what? Power, love, and then he's given us a sound mind.
If we walk with him, he'll give us a sound mind.
And
we look at the scriptures, we'll have it. We can have a sound mind and do the
that's
things the right way that God wants us to know.
So that's a last day scripture, I believe.
That's right.
About, you know, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. I think that's a scripture for this day and this hour, because
that's right.
fear is going to come on many people. Many
right.
people.
Sure
and if they don't know Jesus, that's why it's important that we get out and share during this time. Get out there and, you know, and bring in the harvest. You know, bring in the harvest.
So we have to remember that one year we're going to be at the end of Jacob's trouble. One year it'll come. And what's going to happen? We'll be in glory for 7 years before that. I believe that with all my heart. But one day at the end, because it's called Jacob's trouble, it's about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a terrible shaking that's going to come, and there will be a lot of fear when it's going to come.
Well, let's back up 7 years.
That's
what
right.
about the harvest that's going to happen just before the catching away?
That's right.
That would be those 4 months. What about those souls that are going to come in just before the catching
that's
away?
Right.
Those 4 months, there could be thousands and hundreds
millions
of thousands.
Of them.
So those would come in just at the very end, and then we could even talk about those who will receive one reward or 10 or whatever, you know. So whoever comes in near the end, they're going to receive the same reward that somebody's been walking with the Lord for maybe
30 or 40 years.
That's right. Maybe they came in 2 days before the catching away.
That's right.
Or 1 day before catching away.
Or the day that he comes back, you know.
You know, but, well, you got to have time to hear the gospel.
That's right.
But, you know, to call out upon the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, they will be saved, just as somebody who had been walking with the Lord since they were a child.
That's right.
They're going to be saved in the kingdom of God. So these 4 months, what if the catching away does happen this fall? What if it did happen? Think of all the souls that could be saved before that time.
Because
they could be, that could be one of the greatest outpouring. See, when there's trouble and there's things that are going on in the world that are not good, that are bad, you know, many times then people will look to God. They'll look to Christ and they'll cry out. You know, they say that what's that saying about
there's no atheist in foxholes.
Foxholes, right? Either cry out to God or cry out to their mother.
Yeah.
So, you know, the better
your mother
cry
can't
out to
do
God.
You much. That's no. right. That's right.
Flesh and blood
but,
can't do anything.
But remember,
for
when Jesus talked about the wheat all through the Gospels and all, he's talking about you and I. Wheat are pictures of people, okay? And there will be a harvest at the end. We just read that in Matthew 13. He's going to take out what? The tares, the fakes out first, and then the we that remain, okay, what? The righteous people are walking with God, they will be saved. And so we got to understand. So the wheat is important. So we're coming to that season, so he's given us something in the natural to understand the things of the spirit and the supernatural about how wheat grows and all that, and how they even have to thresh it and all that.
Well, I think about, too, before the catching away, there's going to be a wheat harvest.
That's right.
And before the very end of the tribulation, there's going to be another wheat harvest.
That's right.
So, you know, every year there's a wheat harvest. We need to look at that, you know. Every year there's a wheat harvest. And, of course, I believe that this coming year is going to be a jubilee year, a Shemitah year. And who knows what's going to happen next year.
That's right. You know? But think about how they crushed that wheat, you know, with that tribulation, that big stone that they run around to crush it. Well, there's going to be a lot of people at the end, a lot of the Jewish people especially, or what? They're going to go through a lot of hard, trials. They're going to be struggling with accepting Yeshua as the Messiah. Because they say, well, I can't believe that. But when they see him come, it tells us in the book of Zechariah, what? They're going to say, oh, there he is, the one that we pierced.
They're going to think back on Isaiah.
That's right.
Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be with you every Saturday, Lord willing, at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to give the phone number. We have services tomorrow on Sunday at 10 a.m. if you'd like to come. We are in Stuart, Florida, right on Canner Highway in the Monterey Plaza.
Thank you, Lord.
And let's see, what else is it going to say?
No classes on Saturday.
No classes today on Saturday.
Tomorrow,
no videos or anything today, but we do have services. And we have services every Friday night. We have Shabbat services every Friday night at 7 p.m.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And so will be service on Sunday tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'm going to give you the telephone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007.
That's good. We had a great time last Sunday, didn't we?
Amen.
And we on actual day of Pentecost, and so it was wonderful.
Glory to God.
We waved the flags for all the military people.
Yes.
For representing them that served and died and all that, and then the next day, of course, was. The past Monday was what was Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
So as we close this program, we tell you we love you very much. That's why we're here. So we tell you to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. And what do we say, Pastor Don?
Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.